I remember thinking that, yeah, I was quite pleased actually reading them, because it was like going, it was like going back to that script we had, right?
Yeah.
And we talked about this, but I always felt it needed a spanking, like it had been left.
I agree.
It had been left unfinished. So, yeah. And it was nice to revisit everybody. It's kind of what it felt.
Yeah.
I just read like a few lines and I was like, it just kind of jumped out on the page. It just brought back all these memories of the character. It made me think of all the hard work that you guys, and I just remember Michael and I remember Banff, and like, it was crazy. That work that was put into for it not to have manifested into something, that it's wonderful that you're doing this as a tribute for him too. I think that's lovely.
I kind of feel the exact same way as these two gals. Especially, I also want to work with Michael again. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's kind of weird.
I really did. And I think about him and you guys, like, with such fondness. So it was almost like when I got your email out of the blue, it almost made perfect sense.
Mm.
Like, it was totally out of the blue, but I kind of went, mm-hmm. Like, it just felt, like you said, exactly right. And the fact that we're actually doing it and gathered here, I agree. I didn't know if it would happen. I thought I'd end up recording from L.A.
Belinda.
Who are you calling?
Tom, of course.
Isn't that an unusually long number for a local call?
Yes, but I think this was meant to be his inventive way of getting around paying the mobile phone company every month. You know, I never realized how bloody cheap my brother is.
But isn't the number hard to remember?
Damn near impossible.
So why don't you just program it into your speed dial?
Can you even do that?
Yes, of course you can. This is the 21st century, you know.
Too late. Last digit. There. Now all I have to do is wait until it actually connects.
So what are you going to say?
What the hell do you think I'm going to say?
Well, I assume you're going to mention our recent experience with the strange rotating blobular entity from the time vortex.
Well, part of that, yes.
And my horrific experience, too.
I think the jury's still out on that one, Brad.
Belinda!
Oh, wait. Tom? Tom, is that you? Listen, we've just had a weird encounter with a... What? What do you mean it sounds like I'm probably overreacting again? I haven't even told you anything yet. Oh, you've come to expect it from me now. Well, let me tell you something.
Here, let me try. Hey, Tom. What are you wearing?
Oh, for heaven's sake, give me the phone. Tom? Yeah. Yeah? Yeah? Now shut the hell up and listen good.
It's great.
It was fun. I was like, oh yeah, this is why I loved acting. Like, great characters, great scripts, great people. And you come across that so rarely, I found, you know, that I don't really miss a lot of my acting experience other than moments when there's, like, that this happens. So.
I mean, we were actually discussing this, but there was an article in the paper not long ago about that radio shows are, you know, coming back up. Like, BBC is huge on them all of a sudden. So you go, you know what, here we go.
And it's very imaginative this way, because it allows people to use their own imagination, which I don't think maybe you couldn't honor it as much in a video. Do you know, this way it just opens it up to be whatever for people.
For us as actors, we got to discover all this new material, first of all. So even there, it was a joy for our own benefit to encounter your whole detailed story. But of course, your audience will go through the same journey, you know. Frankly, I'm a huge fan of quantum mechanics, so thumbs up from me.